I'm Ed Baxter with Neusteria. Do you use Apple CarPlay? Well, it may be going away for some new and future car models. Major automakers are looking at cutting out Apple as a middleman and designing their own systems. This may work out just fine, or it may cause some major consternation with a good number of people. Edison Research says in 2024, 32% of cars were using CarPlay. Let's go through what we know. CarPlay has been around for about a decade. At its inception, drivers were stuck with whatever and however major automakers would put clunky apps in their dashboards. With CarPlay, those of us who wanted would be able to access our iPhones and bring up Apple Maps, calendars, music services, including Spotify. You could dictate messages, make voice command calls. Seamless, free, and loved by millions of iPhone owners. Now, I have to admit to being a late adopter to CarPlay. Just in the past couple of months, I must admit, I never thought I needed it because I could access the manufacturer's navigation and get Sirius in the car by subscription. So for me now, any car that I buy in the future, though, will have to have either CarPlay or a system that does it at least the same and hopefully better. A number of articles are out in the ether saying it is going away. The Atlantic is reporting that General Motors CEO Mary Barra has announced that new cars won't support either CarPlay or Android Auto. She says they will create a better experience at GM. She says the change will happen over time, not overnight, and owners who have CarPlay on their cars now will continue to be supported. The reporter on the story reports that some of the software is indeed impressive and offers apps such as Spotify, HBO Max, and soon a voice assistant powered by Google's Gemini, but he concludes it is not CarPlay. He says some of the popular apps are missing, such as Apple Podcasts and Apple Music, and that would appear to be more in the tug of war between GM and Apple. Meanwhile, CorvetteBlogger.com says there are currently some shortcomings in the trial systems. For instance, GM forces users to log into each app individually. GM says it is working to streamline that and will use an Android-based software that looks without piggybacking off a smartphone. And GM has said it is going to focus on its EV models first and that its customers should be paying subscriptions to GM for the services. That certainly cuts out the middleman, but what will it do for future owners is not yet to be seen. So, change is inevitable. The old saying is the only thing that is certain is change itself. So this probably could be expected, but yeah, there are questions. There are people as loyal to CarPlay as to their auto brand. Will GM lose appeal for lack of CarPlay, or will it indeed be able to satisfy our insatiable hunger for connectivity? How will other brands react? There hasn't been a lot of talk about this related to anybody other than GM at this point. Will consumers pay more for the factory subscriptions? They certainly are getting locked into other kinds of subscriptions for their apps already. Could this ultimately create a better user experience, not having Apple in the middle? Or is the connectivity between our phones, where we put an event on our calendars and access in our cars with navigation to help us get there, well, is that going to be something people will want to part with? Is Apple CarPlay destined for the organic trash bin, or will Apple find a way to keep this going? Siri, what makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.